Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology for Bytes by MSDN. And today our guest is Mark Wilson Thomas, the King of Cider.
The King of Cider. I think crowning me King of Cider at this point, Tim, is a little premature. But
well, you are English, so I figured I'd work in that
royalty. Maybe the Lord of Cider, I think.
Okay, so first of all, can you explain what the heck cider is? I call it the silver lighty WPF designy thing.
Well, I mean, lots of people call it that. Doesn't
right.
everyone?
Fair enough.
What I call it is its official title is it's the WPF and Silverlight Designer in Visual Studio. But we find that to be something of a mouthful, so a lot of people just call it cider.
Right. It's one of those product names that's hung on. So,
yeah.
You know, I've grown up with Silverlight and WPF. The last version of Visual Studio was a little bit rough in your world.
Yeah, I think we have to fess up to a little bit of roughness there.
Fair enough.
And specifically speaking, I mean, the way the designer worked was very much for the expert, for one thing. So if you didn't really understand XAML in depth, the chances were you weren't going to get terribly far without a deal of help. So the designer was capable of producing some really fantastic apps, and you know there's a bunch of really great WPF and Silverlight apps that some firms have built, Internology for one, and others, many, many others have succeeded in producing some great applications. But the way they've done it is by having some great people on board who really know what they're doing.
Really invested time.
Exactly. You have to.
We have.
You
the
had
scars.
To climb the curve in 2008, and we didn't provide you with quite as many tools as you might have wanted to climb that curve.
But the good news is, at least from Beta 2 perspective, Cider is awesome in Visual Studio 2010. I could tell you that.
Kind words, Tim. Kind words.
Even a guy like me can skin an app now straight from Visual Studio.
Yeah.
Which brings up an interesting, I don't know if it's a dilemma, but you know, where does Blend stop and where does Cider start, or is that even the right question?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad you brought it up. There's a lot of party line about this whole question that, oh, Blend is for developers, for designers, and Cider's for developers. And I like to talk about it in a slightly more subtle kind of way, because I think what it's really about is the more design-oriented tasks and the more developer plumbing functionality-oriented tasks. And one is better for one kind of task and one is better for the other. So, for instance, you talked about skinning. That's actually a really good example. So imagine that you're, in today's world, you're out to build a WPF or Silverlight application, and you want to produce a really crazy new skin that's got some great new behaviors, you've retemplated some controls perhaps. The place you're likely to have done the visual work for that is in Blend.
Of course.
But the consume story, the find and apply of the styles that you've created, compose that theme, that side can be easily done in Visual Studio now. So if I'm a developer and I don't necessarily want to be the one doing that work, or if I'm a developer who has skills in the theming department, I might do my work in Blend, then send my solution file or my resource dictionaries across to whoever's doing the heavy lifting plumbing side of the operation, and have them wire up those themes using Visual Studio.
Okay, so what I think you said, and of course we can live, we meaning that those black turtleneck, brilliant designer people, and the developers can live in the same world. And
yeah.
They can live
solution
in the same
file
solution.
Compatibility just the same as it's
but
always
it's
been.
It's typically designed, we're going to find, I think what you're paraphrasing, it's typically designed on the Blend side and implemented on the Visual Studio side.
That's right, in terms of themes and that kind of style type world. So you won't find an animation editor in Visual Studio 2010.
Fair enough.
You won't find, at this point in time, something that helps you to design control templates in Visual Studio 2010. But you will find something that helps you pick up an existing one and apply it to a control.
Exactly.
That's the deal.
I get it. That's really interesting, too. Thank you so much for coming on today.
I hope that clears it up.
It does. It absolutely does. And thanks for watching.